Thank you, California. And I like seeing democracy in action there a moment ago. Thank you to the participants. I'm grateful. I had a bet that my kids weren't going to come up. That's going to cost me some money. And how about I thought I married well 10 plus years ago, but I didn't know how well till today. My wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, our first partner. Thank you, Jen. I'll just jump in. I'm humbled to be here, and I just want to express my appreciation to former governors for being here and all the elected officials that are assembled here. That's very humbling. You took the time to be here. I'm immeasurably gratified. You know, the story of our state is a story of a dream, one that has drawn strivers and seekers here forever. It's what brought my family to California some three generations ago, the promise not just of a better life, but a bigger one, with opportunities they couldn't find anywhere else in the world. So deep does the California dream run in the history and character of our state that it can feel as enduring as our primeval forests or our majestic mountain ranges. But there's nothing inevitable about it. Every dream depends on the dreamers. And it's up to us to renew the California dream for a new generation. And now more than ever, it's up to us to defend that dream. And thankfully, by the way, we have a champion in that Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Help us in that endeavor. Thank you, Madam Speaker. But in Washington, you know, there's an administration in Washington that is clearly hostile to California values and California's interests. You know, California has always helped write America's future. And we know the decisions we make would be important at any time. But what we do today is even more consequential because what is happening in our country. People's lives, freedom, security, the water we drink, the air we breathe, they all hang in the balance. The country is watching us. The world is waiting on us, and the future depends on us, and we will seize the moment. California is a giant engine of commerce, the most creative and entrepreneurial in the world. We have the resources to ensure a decent standard of living for all. It's not a question of whether we can do this, but whether we will. At a time when so much of America is divided, we are united. Our people are big-hearted, fair-minded, and those qualities are more vital now than ever. I've seen that again just in the past few weeks. I visited Paradise after the fires swept through and met people who literally lost everything they owned, but still were reaching out to help others. I went to San Diego and met volunteers providing relief to desperate migrants who others treat like criminals. Like a three-year-old girl who's just literally a year older than my youngest at a shelter who quite literally captured my heart. I spent time with farmers in Fresno who rise and grind before the sun comes up to feed the world. There are everyday heroes all over our state who work hard and then come home to care for aging parents or newborn children or who open up their homes to foster kids like my mother Tessa did. She was a single mom raising two kids on her own and working three jobs, and she still had room in her heart for more. That's the California I know. That's the one I love. And that's why I'm so confident in our future. Make no mistake, though, there are powerful forces arrayed against us. Not just politicians in Washington, but drug companies that gouge Californians with sky-high prices. A gun lobby A gun lobby that's willing to sacrifice the lives of our children to line their pockets. And polluters. Polluters who threaten our coastline and payday lenders who target our most vulnerable. In other places, interests like these still have a tight grip on power. But here in California, we have the power to stand up to them, and we will. We face serious challenges, undoubtedly, some that have been deferred for too long. And even in a booming economy, you know, there's this disquieting sense, right, that things are not as predictable as they once were, that we almost now run a little bit faster just to stay in place. Stagnant wages, costs that keep rising, rent, utilities, visiting the doctor, the basics are increasingly out of reach. We face a gulf between the rich and everyone else. And it's not just inequality of wealth, it's inequality of opportunity. And we have a homeless epidemic that should keep each and every one of us up at night. An achievement gap in our schools, and a readiness gap that holds back millions of our kids. And too many children know the ache of chronic hunger. I have met families in this state who have to improvise where to tuck their babies in at night, making nests out of blankets on the floor or turning dresser drawers into makeshift cradles because they cannot afford a crib. These aren't merely policy problems, they are moral imperatives. And so long as they persist, each and every one of us is diminished. You know, we're all touched by the human condition, whether we ourselves are homeless or jobless, whether we ourselves can pay the bills or have safe drinking water at home. We all have our own frailties. We all have our own vulnerabilities, and we're all susceptible to suffering and disaster. So let us resolve to follow the example of the rescuers and the rebuilders in Paradise and Malibu and Santa Rosa and Ventura, and to make sure our fellow Californians share in the compassion and empathy that connects us and makes our burdens and anxieties easier to bear. Our politics doesn't always reward taking on the hardest problems. The results of our work may not be evident for a very long time, but that cannot be our concern. We will prepare for uncertain times ahead. We will be prudent stewards of taxpayer dollars, paying down debt, meet our future obligations, and we will build and safeguard the largest fiscal reserve of any state in American history. But I want to be clear, we will be bold. We will aim high and we will work like hell to get there. Because here in California, we will prove that people of good faith and firm will can still come together to achieve big things. We will offer an alternative to the corruption and the incompetence in the White House. Our government will be progressive, principled, and always on the side of the people. This will take courage, and I know courage is a word that means different things to different people, but for me, courage means doing what is right, even when it is hard. That will be the foundational mission of our administration. We will be California for all. We won't be divided between rural and urban, north, south, coastal, and inland. We will strive always for solidarity and face our most threatening problems together. It's with deep faith in our state and our future that I ask you to join me in the work ahead. Let us be pioneering optimists who look to the future not with trepidation, but with creativity and boundless energy. This is a time for courage, and we will rise to meet it. Our state has been on a journey together since the worst of the Great Recession. You know, back then we were $27 billion in debt. Unemployment was north of 12%. We had the worst credit rating of any state in the nation. Today, our economy is larger than all but four nations in the world. We've created nearly 3 million jobs and put away billions of dollars for a rainy day. Where Washington has failed on the apocalyptic challenge of climate change, California led, extending our cap and trade system and setting bold targets for lowering greenhouse gas emissions and then beating them. So much of this progress has happened under the watch and leadership of Governor Jerry Brown. It's been an honor to serve with him these past 8 years and to learn from him, not just as his lieutenant governor, but throughout my lifetime. You know, when Jerry last took the oath of office, he reflected on a parable from the Sermon on the Mount. It tells of a foolish man who built his house on sand. A storm washed it away. But a wise man sought sounder foundation. And when the floods came and the winds blew and beat on the house he built, it did not fall, for it was founded upon a rock. For 8 years, California has built a foundation of rock. Our job now is not to rest on that foundation, it's to build our house upon it. Now more than ever, we Californians know how much a house matters and children matter. Good. No. Because so many of our neighbors have lost theirs. Together, let us build a house stronger than the coming storms, yet open to the world. A house that provides shelter to all who need it and sanctuary to all who seek it. Where opportunity abounds for all who will work for it. A true California house, sun-kissed, dream-soaked, and built with the sweat of honest work. We will not have one house for the rich and one for the poor, or one for the native-born and one for the rest. We will build one house for one California. Because what is a house but a home? And California is our home. In our home, every child should be loved, fed, and safe. My wife Jennifer and I have four children. There's nothing more important, I hope you can tell, than giving them a good and happy life. But all kids, not just the children of a governor and a filmmaker, should have a good life in California. It shouldn't be ripped away from their parents at the border. And nor should they be left hungry. Nor should they be left hungry when politicians seek to pour billions into a wall that should never be built. This is exactly how it was scripted. We will support parents. We will support parents. They need support, trust me. So that they can give their kids the love and care that they need. Thank you. especially in those critical early years of life. In our home, no one should live in constant fear of eviction or spend their whole paycheck to keep a roof overhead. We're committed to launching a Marshall Plan for affordable housing, and we'll lift up the fight against homelessness from a local matter to a statewide mission. In our home, every person should have access to quality, affordable health care. Faraway judges and politicians may turn back our progress, but we will never waver in our pursuit of guaranteed health care for all Californians. We will use both our market power and our moral power to demand fairer prices for prescription drugs. We will stop stigmatizing mental health and start supporting it. And we will always protect a woman's right to choose. In our home, we believe in justice for all. And we will defend the progress we've made to reform our criminal justice system. We will continue the fight against over-incarceration and overcrowding in our prisons. And we will end the outrage that is private prisons in the state of California once and for all. In our home, working people deserve fair pay, the right to join a union, the chance at a middle class. We will fight not just for growth at any cost, but inclusive, sustainable growth. We will shape the future of work and connect higher education and skills training to the next generation of middle-class jobs, because in a time of swift and unsettling change, all Californians should be able to count on a measure of security and a real shot at opportunity. And those who dream of building something on their own, a restaurant, a bookstore, a family farm, they will get our support. Our small businesses help explain while California is one of the biggest economies on earth. And for me, this is personal. You know, I'll never forget the day that I got a $20 tip bussing tables at 16 years old at Ramona's restaurant in San Rafael. Trust me, busboys don't always get tips like that. And I know it sounds strange, but it quite literally changed my life. It meant that my hard work mattered, and it motivated me to keep going. 8 years later, I started my own business, so I know how much hard work and sacrifice is behind every small business in the state and how good it feels when that hard work pays off. California must never turn its back on the entrepreneurial spirit that has always defined us. And in our home, when trouble comes, we will stand together. Right, Jen? I'm glad this is the rehearsal. We'll get to this tomorrow. When fire strikes, when kids cry, when the earth shakes, we'll be there for each other. Okay, as a former mayor, I learned the wisdom of an old African proverb. If you want to go fast, go alone. But But if you want to go far, go together. So my friends in the legislature, the Democrats and Republicans alike, I promise you an open door and an open mind. California's didn't send us here to bicker or sulk. They get enough of that with respect in Washington. Let's not forget that this is not only the corridors of the Capitol that change is being forged. I will partner with mayors and sheriffs and supervisors all over the state because I know the pressure you face because I've been there. The only way to fix our problems is if you are empowered to lead the way. I intend to represent all Californians, not just those that voted for me. I'll be a governor for the dock worker in Long Beach, the farm worker in Lost Hills, the small business owner in Corona, and the teacher in Compton. I recognize as well that many members of our rural communities feel that Sacramento doesn't care about them, that we don't even really see them. Well, I see you, and I care about you, and I will represent you with pride. This notion that we're all in this together is a powerful one. It's also how I was raised. As Father Prevett said, some of you know that my father passed away just before Christmas. He was a judge, Justice Bill Newsom. And for him, justice was... justice was more than a title. It was in his bones. He believed to his core that all people should be treated fairly and with respect. That's always been a bedrock California value to me. You know, so 15 years ago when I was a new mayor and I heard politicians in Washington sneering at California values and attacking our LGBTQ community, I remember what my father taught me. That it's never the wrong time to do the right thing. And that's what we did. In San Francisco, Phyllis Lyon and Del Martin, two women who had been in love for nearly 50 years, had the courage to stand up and say these two most powerful words, "I do." And thousands more followed them. It took a long time, but love won. And so just like 15 years ago, now is the time for courage. We'll stand up for what's right, and we'll defend our people. My pledge to every Californian is this: no matter what comes at us, I will have your back. If we do this right, the progress we make will never be unmade. As Cesar Chavez said, you cannot uneducate the person who has learned to read. You cannot humiliate the person who feels pride. You cannot oppress the people who are not afraid anymore. There's a story. There's a story we tell about our history from Sutter's Mill to Steve Jobs' garage about how this is a place where anything is possible. This is the coast of dreams. That's true. But you shouldn't have to find gold or make it in the movies or create a billion-dollar startup to live that California dream. It is for everyone. Everyone in California should have a good job with fair pay. Every child should have a great school and a teacher who is supported and respected. Every person should be able to go to college without crushing debt or get the training they need to compete and succeed. And every senior should have the ability to retire with security and live at home with dignity. That's the California dream. It's not to get rich quick or star on the big screen, but to work hard and share in the rewards, to leave a better future for our kids. The work we have spoken of today, you know, can't be the job of a governor alone or the legislature or even an entire government. It can only be achieved if we all share the spirit of a a young dreamer that I heard recently in Los Angeles. And she said, I wasn't born in California, but California was born in me. There's a spark. There's a spark of California hope and California courage born in all of us. It's up to us what we do with it. The eyes of the world are upon us. And now more than ever, America needs California. It needs the guiding light of our values and the progress they make possible. This is where America's future is made. This is our charge. That is our calling. Now let's get to work. Thank you all very much. Thank you for bearing through that. And thank you for indulging my kids. I'm humbled and honored. Thank you, each and every one of you.